It's the economy, stupid, an expression from the 1990s that still has currency today. At last night's debate, the very first question put to Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump was about jobs. Clinton talked about building an economy that benefits everyone, not just those at the top. And Trump repeated something that's helped propel his campaign from the very start. He said American jobs are being stolen by other countries.
You look at what China is doing to our country in terms of making our product. They're devaluing their currency, and there's nobody in our government to fight them. And we have a very good fight, and we have a winning fight, because they're using our country as a piggy bank to rebuild China. And many other countries are doing the same thing. So we're losing our good jobs, so many of them.
If you live here in the U.S. and you used to have one of those good jobs, that might sound spot on. But if you're in China, Trump's words probably leave you scratching your head.
This is a country that in the previous decade lost more manufacturing jobs than all the rest of the world put together. So they know the pain that people feel in places like Ohio and North Carolina.
Patrick Wynn there is the world's Asia correspondent. He says Trump's rhetoric on jobs is outdated.
I'm really thinking about the low-end factory jobs, really low-skill factory jobs that you can take someone basically out of the rice fields and put them in a factory and they can do with some adeptness. Mainly thinking about
like the garment industry?
Exactly.
Yeah, okay.
Exactly. Yep. China still produces about 40% of America's clothes, but that has really fallen. Now China's too expensive. 10 years ago, you could pay a Chinese factory worker stitching tennis shoes about $1 per hour, and now they want double or triple that amount. And that's a good thing. That means the economy has evolved and people have higher standards. So that's kind of a good problem to have.
But are those companies paying that $3 an hour, or are they just sending the jobs elsewhere? And where is elsewhere?
No, of course. U.S. conglomerates, other conglomerates, they have no loyalty to factory workers in America or China. They go, it's a race to the bottom. So the bottom is in China's periphery. We're talking about countries like Bangladesh. You can get someone working a garment factory job for $17 a week. Or Cambodia, 50 cents an hour. Really low prices. So yeah, they're leaving China because China is now too expensive. So Trump says that China has stolen our jobs. I think there's something very ridiculous about talking about stealing jobs. No country has a divine right to have garment factories. China, using that same logic, could definitely say that Bangladesh stole our jobs. Cambodia stole our jobs.
So Southeast Asia, are they the big winner here?
Yeah, I would say Cambodia, Bangladesh, and Vietnam. Definitely Vietnam. Vietnam's probably the biggest winner. Vietnam has gotten a lot of these low-skilled jobs. Vietnam's now producing about 10% of America's clothing. So I would wager that most people listening to this, if you look in your closet, you'll find some hoodies or T-shirts made in Vietnam.
Yeah, for sure. I know I have a pair of sneakers that are made in Vietnam. So, but then is Southeast Asia going to be the next area that will have economies flattening out? And then where do the jobs go?
That's a great question. You know, economists talk about garment stitching jobs as the first rung on the ladder when you want to pull yourself out of being a very basic agricultural society. So Vietnam is a country I think is very well positioned to have higher end manufacturing jobs. In fact, you're already seeing that. And then at some point, yeah, they'll have the same issue. People, Vietnamese workers will say, I'm not doing this for a dollar an hour.
You know, another thing that comes to mind from last night's debate, Patrick, and I know this stood out for you too, is what Trump mentioned about infrastructure in the United States, and that compared to like airports in Dubai and Asia, we look, he said, like a third world country. I know you spend a lot of time in those airports. Does he have a point?
Trump has a point. I got to give it to him. The only thing I'll take issue with is he used the word third world, which is kind of an insulting Cold War era phrase, saying you come back to the United States and it's like our airports are third world. That term is meant to indicate the powerlessness of these countries during the Cold War era. It's very outdated. But now these quote-unquote third world countries have much nicer airports. These are the airports that are ranked by passengers as better than JFK. In Malaysia, Dubai, Bangkok, Bogota, Colombia, Jakarta, everyone seems to think their airports are better than JFK, and they're right.
The world's Patrick Wynn in Bangkok. Thank you very much for your time.
Thanks, Marco.